The language of desire when sex isn't possible. I get a lot of questions from women like you about how to keep the spark alive in their relationships. Occasionally, I get questions that take this a step further. How to keep the spark going when sex isn't possible? Listen, there will be times in your life when sex isn't an option. One partner may have a health or medical issue, or maybe you're separated by distance for an extended period of time. And it's easy to think that no actual sex equals no sex life, but that's where you're wrong. The truth is, you can maintain a very hot sex life even if physical sex, whether that's just no intercourse or actually not having any physical touch of any kind, is off the table. Because sex is more than penis in vagina. A lot of people carry around a very narrow definition of sex. They use the term to mean intercourse. As women, we understand that sex is more than just doing it. Making out is sex. Foreplay is sex. Oral is sex. Masturbation is sex. It's amazing that a little three-letter word can mean so many wonderful things, right? And for women, so much of what constitutes sex for us is happening between our ears, at least as much as between our legs. That's why I've spent a lot of time in this program getting you aware of the many things that turn you on. When you become attentive to all the things you find sexy, every little bit of your life can become a sensual adventure, despite whether or not you're doing it. You're taking control of your sexuality, and that is a beautiful and highly attractive thing. This awareness expands your thinking beyond just intercourse, too, so that if you are ever faced with a health-related or distance-related period of abstinence, your sex life won't actually suffer at all. Let's talk about the mental edge. It's widely accepted that women are seduced mentally, while for men, seduction is generally physical and visual. As I explain in detail in Module 3, guys don't read a steamy romance novel and get turned on. Their brains and their sex drive are just wired differently than ours. Men can be seduced mentally, however. It's just in a different way than how you or I would be seduced. In fact, most of the techniques I teach throughout this program use some form of mental component. What I'm focusing on specifically with these lessons is using the mental edge to bypass any concerns that no intercourse equals no sex life. Turning the obstacle into something fun and making a game of it for both of you. In this module, you'll learn a variety of techniques that will keep your sex life sizzling whether you can have intercourse or not. In his eyes, you will continue to shine as a sexual superwoman. Using this module, some of my suggestions may not be in your comfort zone, and that's cool. You don't have to try anything you find uncomfortable. That being said, if you are separated by distance or facing a health issue, I encourage you to consider these ideas with an open mind. FYI, you can use this module even when there is no obstacle to intercourse. I like to throw these techniques in for variety, even when all systems are a go. Try out one or two that sound interesting, just to switch it up between the sheets. Remember the concepts of novelty and surprise from our module on brain chemistry and how important those are.